Wherever the Christian gospel is preached, there's resistance. Resistance from people who hear and don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the message of the gospel. It's a challenge to them. It's a judgment on them. We hear that in the first reading today, where Amos was called by God to be a prophet, and he prophesied in this shrine at Bethel, in the person who took care of the shrine told him to get lost. We don't want to hear what you have to say. You're just another one of those prophets. And what he was referring to is they were prophets who did this for money. They attached themselves to a wealthy person and said wonderful things to them about themselves and flattered them and so forth. And they were paid money to do that. Those were false prophets. And so he accused Amos of being a false prophet. And Amos said, no, I've been called by God to preach, not anybody else. So I am a true prophet, and I will preach what I will. Then we hear in the gospel, those 72 sent out two by two to speak the gospel. And they too, Jesus predicted that some of them would face rejection and say to just shake the dust from their feet and move on. So the point is there are, inevitably, the gospel raises up resistance from certain people, even maybe from us sometimes, from things we don't want to hear particularly. The reason is, I think, because living faith is tough. It's not an easy thing. It's a tough thing to do, to live faithfully the gospel of God. There's no easy way around it. Things like compassion, forgiveness, caring, sharing, justice, going against the grain, all that is part of the gospel, and those are not always easy to live by. We have issues that we have conflict with in our society and the world where the gospel is concerned. We have fetal rights versus abortion rights. We have life versus death by euthanasia. We have tolerance versus discrimination. Generosity versus greed. Sacrifice versus comfort. Meekness versus aggressiveness. Those are all things as Christians that we face each day in our lives. And those are the choices we sometimes make. We make choices around our own culture, in our own society, in our own communities, in our homes. And there are those things that conflict with each other. And there's a lot of feeling behind a lot of those things, as you know, as we see in the news and so forth. And yet the gospel is tough. And we're being asked to stand firm with our faith in our society and around our own homes and businesses and workplaces. To stand firm in our faith. And as Jesus told the disciples, you're going to face rejection. You're going to face all kinds of accusations. So be ready for that. And if you believe strongly enough in the gospel, you'll go and you will receive that and you will tolerate that and continue to live the gospel. So you and I are being challenged today to be out there, as we sang in the first song, to be out there and to live the gospel and to live faithfully what the gospel says. It isn't easy. It isn't easy. Anybody who tells you that living the gospel is easy isn't living the gospel. Living the gospel is tough. We have to make choices that aren't always popular. Not, and that doesn't mean that we're going to live in suffering all our lives. But it does mean that as we do that, we get the grace of God, which brings peace to our hearts and souls, which is a greater thing than the world can give us. As we live the gospel, we experience peace. And that's the gift from God to us who faithfully live the gospel. That we live the gospel, we find ourselves living a certain faith, a certain peace, a certain serenity that only God can give. And that's ours if we are faithful to the gospel. So, you and I are called today, as we come to church today, to remember who we are, whose we are, and what we want to do with our lives in faith.